Hello everybody, this is Dave Bickdale, learning DSLRvideo.com. And a while back when I first started doing videos, I get people say, well, just crush the blacks and do this and that. And I was like, well, what is crush the blacks? So I thought maybe there might be some people out there that don't know, and I'll give you my definition. It might not be the right one, but here's what I think of when I think of crush the blacks. So here's a video clip of I was just doing testing on a dolly. And let's say you wanted to crush the blacks on this particular one. Well, there's many different ways to do it. But in Sony Vegas, let's just pick one, or a couple actually. We'll go with contrast. We'll add that. And we'll also do color curves. Add that one as well. So let's start off with just the simple one, which is contrast, which is basically what we're doing here. And if you look right here on the helmet, I'm going to increase the contrast. And basically what happens is the blacks get crushed. And as you can see in the background, they're getting crushed. And in the and if we move this around here a little bit, see the helmet gets a bit darker as well. So that's probably not the best way to do it. Let's take that effect off. And if we go to color curves, I think this is more of the typical way most people crush the blacks. Is basically you take this curve and you pull down the curve, and you can see what's happening right there in the helmet and in the background, and you're crushing the blacks this way. Of course, you could do the opposite and then bring up the highlights this way, and you get what a lot of people call an S curve in terms of contrast, which is very typical. But that's basically it. So if anybody wants to correct me on that one, go right ahead. But that's what my interpretation of crush the blacks means. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.